Okay, this coming Erev Shabbos, we're going to have the honor and privilege of reading Parshas Ki Savo. We have an obligation to read this Parsha. Brachos and Kalos before Rosh Hashanah. So suggests the Gemara and Megillah. But we begin, before we get to the Brachos and the Kalos, with the process of bringing the Bikurim. And we're told, V'anisa v'amar talifnei Hashem Elokecha, you'll respond and recite. You know, the Mishnah Bikurim notes that the people who brought the Bikurim were embarrassed that they couldn't read the Parsha. And so they made a takana that each farmer, learned or not, would have the section read in front of him by the Kohen so as to avoid embarrassment. Tosis and Masechta Megillah notes the same thing in regard to the process of laning, where we have a Balkriya for everyone so as not to embarrass the Ola LaTorah. In fact, Rav Shechta Shlita, we often quote to us from his Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik, who noted that there was a minhag that the only aliyah given to the Baal Kori was the Tochacha, so that this takana could be kept. Nobody in shul during the rest of the year would ever lane his own aliyah. That's obviously not so accepted right now. In fact, Rav Nebenzel told Rav Shechter he didn't know the basis of such a minhag. In fact, Rav Shechter would add to us that there are similar minhagim that existed by weddings of having the Rav read the Hariat Mekudesh Asli for all chasanim to follow. And this, again, is in the process so as not to embarrass somebody who perhaps would, as a result, choose not to proceed properly. Of course, there's a discussion over here brought down by the Netziv, who points out if the farmer read the reading before, or whether, in other words, did the Kohen read it in front of the farmer, or was it read by the Kohen on behalf of all farmers? But either way, there is a discussion among the Mefarshim, but either way, the key issue Chazal were concerned about was the embarrassment of he who did not know. And of course, what is read as part of the Mikra Bikurim? Arami Oved Avi, the famous section that serves as the backdrop to Magid. That Lavan tried to destroy my father. And Rashi comments that Lavan tried to destroy the entire Jewish existence, which of course is difficult for us to accept. Had Lavan been successful at destroying Yaakov, who says the Shvatim would not have survived? They were his grandchildren, after all. Maybe he would have left them, and Bnei Yisrael would have been able to function. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz Atzal explains that once you destroy the leader, you have effectively demoralized and destroyed the people. As Rav Chaim says, without the Rebbe, there is no life. And that's what Arami Oved Avi is all about. We're also told that when we get later on, B'shamarta V'asiso, we will observe and keep the mitzvos. And Rashi comments that in the merit of bringing Bikurim this year, we should be zocha to bring them again in the future. Rav David Lau, the chief rabbi, Shalita of Eretz Yisrael, notes that implicit in the bracha is an additional one for a life extension for an additional year to be able to bring the Bikurim. However, with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the ability to bring Bikurim has been replaced with the davening three times a day. Of course, the question has to be raised, what's the connection between Bikurim and the concept of davening? So basing himself on the comments of Sfas Emes, Rav David Lau suggests that both davening and the Bikurim are predicated on the ideal of Hakaras HaTov. One who gets Hakaras HaTov gets the benefits of a long life. We're also told, Haskes Ushma Yisrael, imagine in here, and Sforno notes that the translation of the word Haskes means to picture in someone's mind. Rav Wolbe, Zecher Tzedek Levracha, Rav Shlomo Volba, explains that what the Sforno means to tell us is that picturing Torah ideas helps us fulfill these mitzvos properly. If we can picture being Becheiros at the Seder, we experience a better picture of the story of the Exodus. The more that one invests in picturing the events and experiences of Torah, the more real the event becomes. Picturing the ruling of Hashem can also help us with the Yemei HaDin ahead. If we stop and think about what it means to coronate the king, if it helps us to see what Melech Mochel V'Soleach of Yom HaKippurim, the king who is Mochel and forgives, is all about on Yom Kippur, then all of a sudden that helps us as well. In the context of the Tochacha, we're told the Hayisa Meshuga Mimarei Einecha Asher Tereh. You're going to go crazy from that which you'll see. Rav Mati Greenberg, Shalita, the Nasi and former Rosh HaYeshiva of Keren Biavne, we used to quote from Rabbi Akiva Eger, who once asked why it says V'harei Einena B'Sarasecha, enlighten our eyes with Torah. How can every Jew, even the ignorant, ask for the light of Torah? So Rabbi Akiva Eger answered that since our Talmidei Chachamim are the Inei Ha'eda, they are the eyes of the congregation, the bracha is that they should enlighten us through your Torah, through their Torah. Ergo, the curse of the Tochacha is to have supposed Talmidei Chachamim who lead us astray. Vayisa Meshuga Mimarei Einecha will go crazy from watching them and from learning them, from them. And of course, in our time, people who are demonstratively Talmidei Chachamim, but don't act the way that Chachamim and Tzadikim are supposed to, is such a devastating issue in our lives. Still, notwithstanding, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Belon Asan, Hashem didn't give you a lev ladas ve'inayim lishmo ar hayom hazeh. Hashem didn't give you the heart to know and the ears to hear until this very day. And Rav David Feinstein Shalita highlighted that Moshe's point here was to explain and console the people that their inability to fully understand was not their fault. However, with their new abilities, Hashem was telling them that henceforth they would know, and they would be responsible forevermore. And this is a critical message that we need to take in and focus on as we think about what we know. Arguing we didn't know is no longer an acceptable argument once Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Tochacha to Bnei Yisrael. Finally, in the Haftorah, we're told, Ani Hashem b'ita achishana, am Hashem, in its time, I'll hasten it. Of course, that's a contradiction. How could the Geula come in its time if it's being sped up? And how could it be sped up if it's being brought in its time? So Rav Pam Zatzal cited the Gemara that notes that it depends on our merit. Zachu achishana lo zachu b'ita. If we deserve it, it'll come faster. Otherwise, it comes at its appointed time. But what Rav Pam added is that there are situations where we need to wait for something to happen, yet once it happens, it can take a while to be fully realized. And thus, the request is double. We ask Hashem to bring it and make it come faster, and to do so fully, b'ita, you bringing it? Now bring it fully, all in one fell swoop. And that, too, would solve the discussion on the hand. We're living in a time where we are waiting for that Geula. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring it speedily in our day. May the end of Tavshin Ayin Tes, the year of Teishnas Ayin Tova, may it be able to come ahead and bring us into Tavshin Pei, the year which will bring us all sorts of goodness. Shabbat Shalom to all.